And then
and so, to the point where you like forgot how to set them.
Well, no, the issue was is that program I use, Audio Hijack, some reason signed me out.
Oh.
So when I signed back in, everything has been reset to nothing.
Yeah.
But I think I have it. I mean, I'm hearing you. I'm seeing my WAV files going. So, you're probably going to have to do the video recording case.
Recording in progress.
There it is.
There you go. How's that?
Got it.
Got it. Okay. good.
That's a pretty informal button to press on the computer. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, whatever.
It's not important. Okay. So anyway, luckily I got it. Because I have a friend who has a podcast, and I said, Audio Hijack's great. And for like a year, he didn't use it because he couldn't figure out how to not get echoes, how to record different tracks. And I'm like, shit, I don't know. I haven't done it in 5 years. So as soon as I popped on and I saw that it was at a clean slate, I was like, oh shit. I was able to help him out.
You don't know if you're going to like have to go through the same learning curve you did the first time.
Right. Right.
I was doing a project yesterday on my Word on my home computer, and I realized it made me realize how much I've customized my Word on my work computer with all, you know, adding buttons to the ribbon and such.
Yeah. That's the problem with getting the new computer too. You'd run across something where you're like, oh fuck, how did I even get that thing?
Yeah.
To how I did this. Like, I'm still now opening up video files. And they're opening up in the TV app instead of QuickTime.
Oh, and that sucks.
And so it's like, okay, well, shit, clearly I did this
that's
10 years ago. Yeah.
Right. I'm just picturing the, what is that? That traffic cone thing that pulls up when you're trying to pick up a video file on on an old Windows. So it's like VLC. VPN. Oh, yeah. I don't need that.
I hate it. I hate it. I just... Like, so many things came over to the new Mac just based on, like I use Photoshop, but Photoshop is like a paid program that's floating around in the cloud somewhere. So that's fine. But then, like, so for this... Oh, there's my weekly report. Is up 39% last week. And that's just my computer. But, like, so when I go to do like the artwork for this episode of Why the Last Man, I am repurposing the Sweet Tooth artwork. But the problem is the Sweet Tooth artwork I created on my old computer. And so even though I have the font saved, it's like, I don't understand this font. And so it changes it to like a real shit ass font. And then I'm like, but the other one exists, just replace it with that one instead of the shit ass font. So I keep finding myself running into stuff like that, like opening old templates and I don't know.
And, a lot of it's things that you're not going to find out until you do it. Like right. you'll never remember all the things you've changed.
It's the worst one. It's shit you don't deal with every day. And right. Like when you're like rushing to get something done and you open up this one thing, you're like, fuck, now it's a process.
It needs an update or something.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think. We did Sweet Tooth with the new computer, right? With my new computer.
I think one or two episodes. I thought so.
Oh. I guess I don't know. I wasn't in your room at the time.
Because now I'm wondering if I haven't used Audio Hijack since I had my new computer.
Yeah, we talked about it, and it was like, I think one of the last episodes where you were like, I did it. I ordered it. Like, I don't know if you had even
received it. That's what happened. The new computer doesn't have Audio Hijack settings. Well, now it does. Or not.
It does.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
I'm in a similar situation here on mine where I've launched Zoom, even though I think I've been on Zoom on this computer before, but apparently I had a rough night last night. So I look at myself on the screen and it's just like very haggard. So I have opened up the touch up my appearance setting on this new computer. Ooh. And I moved that slider all the way to the right. And now
set it for moonlighting.
It's like I'm totally Sybil Shepherd right now. I'm more like a glossy, like orangish ball than a human being right now. I have like Barbara all my Walters wrinkles interview. Are good.
But well, what's funny is like so my new computer, my window's completely closed, but
you've got so much
brightly
light.
Lit. I'm so I mean obviously people aren't seeing this, but like look at I didn't make my bed today. My pillow's still bent in half from waking up and looking at my phone in bed. I like Ryan. I like your new backdrop. I haven't been on a Zoom in a while, but I like the.
This is my standard. This is my old school. This is actually where I work each day.
It's either downstairs here next to your kitchen or upstairs in your bedroom where the magic happens.
That is, where the magic happens. And right now, the magic is that I pulled everything out of my closets and from under my bed because I'm doing deep cleaning and. Did not want to hang out up there for an hour.
Bunch of skeletons.
That part that you get to when you're doing like a cleaning project or where you're like, I'm so far in it now and all I've done is make a mess. And I wish I could be done, but I'm halfway done.
I'm nowhere where I need to be right now. I need to wrap shit up before the work week starts because I cannot go into a work week with everything all disheveled and not knowing. Like, there's just like laundry is just in baskets. Nothing's folded. Shit's out. And I would like to go on record for saying that I keep a tidy house that I don't live in squalor. This is the deep cleaning.
It's in the middle of a project.
Like I've figured out the line of sight for my computer camera. So like anytime I'm playing like Fireball Island with the guys or anytime I'm recording a video podcast, like I know exactly where I can, how far I can shuffle stuff away from,
being just on kick camera. It out of the perimeter.
I have so many pillows sitting here, my shoes and a pair of shorts, and it's just like junk.
Mm-hmm. Junk. Right out of frame.
Just perfectly. I found the perfect cone of.
I'm picturing like towering pizza boxes.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's probably not.
But like, just right here is the new Lego Star Wars Advent calendar.
Oh, cool!
So you don't get to see that.
Don't get to see that.
Thanks. But it did look like you held up a can of Old Milwaukee. What was that?
Oh, it was La Croix.
It was La Croix Pamplemousse.
Yeah, I called it.
It's really the. I was telling Stevie, it really is the only good one. Like, the other ones, I can't get through a whole thing without being sick and tired of the flavor. But
it's such a funny thing that we've got to this point where there's so many of these seltzer style things with like flavor, sorta.
We found that Polar is good. We like Polar.
Where do you get that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anytime we see it, we get it. But they have a good cherry and a good peach.
Nice.
I think it's Polar. Yeah. There's also a billion
other ones.
I'm a fan.
I'll get a bunch of that stuff. I try to get like almost one every time I go. And there's so much variety. You can get a bunch of different things. But there's always a point for me where I'm drinking and it's just like, this could have just a little more flavor.
Yeah.
Like I actually turned to Harmony last week and I was like, you know what? I could drink a soda. That would be good right now.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I'll just blast through like half a box of them and be like, oh, okay, well, it's because there's only eight of them in there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's not what you
used
to. Cans
of water is nothing for me.
Yeah, I could drink water all day.
Yeah. But I mean, it's better for me than soda, and I find that soda just makes me feel like caca.
I get that. Yeah.
But yeah.
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah. Don't get that Mountain Dew they have at KFC.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like I can only describe it as Mountain Dew, but intense honey flavor.
Okay. Like sweet tea almost.
Yeah.
Is it like Is it branded different, or is it just like, oh, McDonald's Coke tastes different, KFC no,
it's,
Mountain
it's
Dew tastes
called
different?
Like, it's called like
Sweet
Mountain
Lightning.
Dew Sweet Light. Oh, I was going to say, yeah.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
And it's,
it must be Sweet Lightning.
I was going to say Sweet Something. I was going to say Sweet Something, but you said Lightning. So I pretended like I knew what I was talking about. But yeah, it's.
I was going to say Europe.
I was going to say France.
I tried to look up that sketch recently. I did not find it.
It's solid. It's probably one of the best.
Right. It's not Alec Baldwin, right?
No, it's Jerry Seinfeld. It's the greatest episode of Saturday Night Live ever.
I don't know. Did you see that one with Steven Seagal?
Ooh, yes, I
did. Is that the worst? Is that the worst ever?
That is the worst. I remember I was in ninth grade when that episode came out, mm-hmm. and being at PE and like giving my like breakdown on how awful the episode was to an audience of people who did not give a shit about my opinions on Saturday Night Live.
All right, and now for PE, we'll have the Moore Report with Ryan Moore weighing in on the pop culture of the day.
His audience was a. The audience is a bag of like sports balls.
They just locked me in the equipment room.
Yeah.
Just talk to the volleyballs.
Just like in The Last Man.
With
Will Forte.
Speaking of,
you know,
speaking of Will Forte. That was another good SNL
sketch. That's the bridge. That's the bridge between shows. We did Sweet Tooth, which had
Will Forte.
He did
Last Man on Earth.
F the Last Man. Forte the Last Man.
Tandy the Last Man.
Tandy. God damn it. That show. You watch all of it? You couldn't deal with it.
The fact
that his name was Phil and then there's another Phil. Happened to be one other Phil on Earth, and that other like Phil was people. He was so cool that they decided to go with Phil's middle name, which was Tandy. And even after Phil died, they still had to call him Tandy. Jesus, that show was great.
I mean, that's good evidence right there.
God, what a great show!
Can we watch that show instead?
Let's go, Ryan. Okay,
no,
here
I'm,
we go.
I'm,
first, let's,
no,
let's,
you guys yeah. talk. I'm not talent. I'm just here to do my shit.
Here we go again.
it's good to have a third opinion in case there's a tiebreaker.
In case of a tie.
Here's the thing. So this is Darmolars. We used to talk about Lost. Then we talked about Sweet Tooth. Now we're talking about Why the Last Man.
Why?
And again, based on a graphic novel.
Yes.
A very popular graphic novel, which I haven't read. And Ben has.
Which I have.
Yeah.
So it gives me what you would think of as a leg up until you realize how different the show is than the comic.
Is it different again?
It is different again, yeah.
Yeah, I figured. Like, this is a show that's been trying to happen for 12 years.
Since the comic, probably, yeah. And what's interesting to me is I do not think it was well marketed.
I do not think it was marketed.
that's
because seriously,
strange.
we found out about the show. I think a month ago they did a teaser trailer, and we were finished. We finished up with Sweet Tooth, and we're like, oh, right. It's another show that's in the same vein as Sweet Tooth, a popular comic. Ben read it. I hadn't. It would give us a month break to kind of just like. Right. Not have to do the show or like watch something or get right into it. Cause we'd mentioned maybe What If, but we're like, I felt like, I don't know if What If really lends itself to like theories and conversation. It's like,
cause it's episodic. Each episode finishes. It's not episodic. It's in the anthology. So like, yeah.
So a month ago they said, oh, here comes Why the Last Man in September. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know they were making one. I know for years they were trying to, but I guess it's here. Cool. Yeah, let's do that. And then for the last month, there was no hype. I did not see anything about it. I didn't get the sort of constant Instagram ads that you get with other TV shows that I don't care about. So I'm just like, I mean, I guess we'll just start recording when it happens.
Right. It's very stealthy. Like,
I'm assuming it's still coming out.
Yeah. Honestly, it was like that. It was, there was an element of me checking Hulu on the 13th to see, like, is this still a show? Right. Is that actually going to happen, or did they change their minds?
Like, if we missed that, if we missed the teaser trailer a month ago, would we even know that this dropped?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
There was like there was a little Twitter flurry. Trending. A little bit. Yeah. And I don't even know if it was trending. I think it was just based on the people I follow. It's just like, and then it was like gone.
This is an FX show. And I feel like it's one of those things that Fox had in the can, and then they got bought by Disney, and then Disney's like, just keep it in the can, I guess. I don't know.
I don't want it.
It's like, oh, it's about a pandemic. Maybe we'll just,
just sneakily let it out.
So it's just weird. It was just weird how it was like this was, everybody's been waiting for this show, and finally it's happening and nobody's talking about it.
Except for the three of us, apparently.
Right.
And we're right on time with our releases. The problem is we re-record on Sundays. Why the Last Man comes out on Mondays, so we have to wait till the following Sunday to do the episode. But then they drop three episodes.
Right.
I'm like, well, fuck, now we're like 4 weeks behind. but I mean, really, does it matter? I mean, I feel like fans of the Darmalars who are looking forward to this episode are going to probably stick with us and just listen on a weekly basis. I know it's not released in the UK until the end of the month. So for our UK listeners, we're going to be like pretty much right on track. So my co-host of the Star Wars show that I do, he is very excited. He read Why the Last Man. He loves the Darmalars, and he can't wait for the Why the Last Man Darmalars. So we're essentially doing this for James.
Well, here you go, James.
Perfect.
Enjoy.
you're getting this right on time. So
can we work in like some personal material about him, like his favorite foods or?
I was driving down Highway 101.
It's not like you're in Sussex or anything. Oh, yeah.
I think
it looks. I'm looking at the release schedule on Wikipedia, and they dropped three episodes on the first day, September 13th, and then they're going to weekly. So that's a strange hybrid of the full release or the weekly release.
Well, I think we saw that with like WandaVision did that, where it's like, I think they want to give you a taste so you get hooked. So that you can go into it, because the episodes are, well, I mean, it's, I'm speaking hypothetically.
I think that's a bit much.
I barely made it through the first one. Right. I don't know if I could have done all three.
It's too late now. There's no time for regret. Moving forward. There's seven episodes, apparently.
Oh, seven.
That's an odd number. I mean, literally, but also strange number.
Seven episodes or 7 weeks? So we only have four more episodes after this.
Seven episodes.
First three drop, huh? Okay, well, cool. We'll be here about a month and a half.
Yeah.
Almost 2 months. That's cool. I mean.
And Thanksgiving, and then Christmas and New Year's, and then 2022, and
this whole
you could edit that part out.
I don't look at edit any of this out. I never edit anything. There's one thing you asked me to edit out, and I did. There was another thing you asked me to edit out, and I didn't.
I remember what the second one was.
The second one was the Paris in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I did not edit that out. The first one happened to be something about, I think I
mentioned, it was something. Pop culture, pop culture, like a news event. Like it was, oh, my screen time was down 39% from last week.
You took Ralph's screen time. That's the same number.
Maybe it's just all bullshit then. Maybe they just throw out whatever. Ah, shit, you better watch yourself. You're up 52%. Oh, no, 39. All right, okay.
Like I'm
going to count it. It was something like I had mentioned something about like a drunk airplane pilot, but then apparently like, earlier that week, I didn't think about it.
There was, like, it was a drunk, like it.
But it was something like that, where it was like, it was perfectly harmless.
It's innocuous when you said it.
But then Ryan reminded me, Ryan reminded me, like, hey, just so you remember, this just happened. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I remember. Take
that out. But I don't remember what the thing was. But I remember being like, oh, you're totally right.
We should probably take that out.
The timing's not great on that.
That'll be one edit I'll do.
And then I think we did back in the heyday of the Darmalars. I think there was one thing that we edited one time too. But yeah, and it isn't because you know the material's that great. It's just we got better things to do.
Again.
Yes,
okay.
So this is episode one. Why the Last Man on FX? It's called The Day Before.
Why the Last Man on FX on Hulu exclusive. Okay. I have a question.
Just go shoot.
So we all know ahead of time, they're not, if you never knew anything about Why the Last Man, you wouldn't know this, but I guess, I don't know. Every man is dead.
Here it is. Every mammal on the planet with a Y chromosome is dead.
Got
or
it.
Dies. Because we start 3 weeks after, we go back to one day before. I don't know what tense to use.
Here's the thing. If a man dies driving a car, cool. He crashes into something. I get it.
Yes.
And we see a lot of this destruction of helicopters
right.
on buildings and planes on the side of the road and stuff like that.
Because an airplane will just drop out of the sky if you don't keep pushing the go button.
Well, yeah, I guess that's.
Well, I mean, I would guess that they're flying into an airport or something, right? Because they're
close to an airport.
Okay.
So I mean, they're coming in for a landing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The vice president.
It looked like a city to me.
Right.
Okay. But my thing is, so they show this above shot of a bank, and all the men drop dead. Who the fuck threw all those papers everywhere? There was papers everywhere.
Right. Like, right. It makes it there. What we're dealing with here seems to be like some sort of plague, some sort of biological agent. Right. And so we get to see the cool slow burn that I really enjoy, where it's like, hey, why are these rats acting funky? Or, well, hey, all these deer are dead. This is so strange.
A bat and then it can't.
Speak for yourself. And so it starts to catch up to you, right?
Right.
And
did it really? Because you already saw it in the first couple of minutes. You already saw the crash cars that. Like,
oh, that's a good point. When it started with 3 weeks after, I instantly thought, why? Like, we don't have to start 3 weeks after anymore. You know?
Yes, that was my immediate thought. Well, it's Rick and Morty is ruined. That for me, there's an episode where an Amish like alien provides safe harbor to Rick and Morty, but Morty has to listen to his tale, which is a screenplay while Rick does like science shit, and it's every awful screenwriting cliche, but he's doing it with like the Pepperidge Farm accent, right? He's like, oh, this is not a day. Title card. 3 weeks earlier. And then like after he reads the screenplay, then it comes back to Morty, and Morty's just very polite, like, yeah, it was good, it was really good. Oh, there's no need to mollycoddle me, I'm looking for feedback, what is it? And like the one piece of feedback Morty gives him is, well, I just think our story should start where they start, like I don't think that the whole 3 weeks earlier thing is kind of played out. And the guy fucking loses it and things escalate, and Morty ends up killing him by pushing him down the stairs. Oh. And as he does, he yells down to him, he's like, do you want to go back to 3 weeks earlier when you were alive? That's his thing. So it's like, even though it's always like been hacky and shitty and everything, like it super sticks out in my brain now.
Right.
And
now, now it's hard to ignore. Weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was literally 3 weeks. And so, yeah, that's off to a rough start for me. I was like, oh, jeez.
Yes.
But I was saying, like, oh, I like the slow burn, and you're right. What does the slow burn matter if we know where it's going?
Yes.
But Ralph's right, too. Like, yes, it would make sense for buses to crash, but who threw all the paper everywhere? Like,
well, maybe they were having, like, their last moment on Earth. They were having a paper fight or something. It's like, well, I wish this fun would never. Oh, blood, dead, whatever.
Paper cut.
I prefer the clumsy banker. Like,
I have to take all these documents into the vault, and they're in one stack.
Like, I picture it being Johnny Airplane. Like, Johnny from Airplane walking around just throwing paper.
It's Mayday!
You could make a brooch?
One thing I noticed is they didn't have time to clean up any of the corpses yet, 3 weeks later, but they did have time to make, like, an impromptu memorial with all the dudes' neckties and dress shoes.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it was like they had stacked a bunch of dress shoes on the steps somewhere next to the corpses and just put signs like, hey, we miss you.
Also, Jorge?
Jorge.
After 3 weeks, I feel like there should still be plenty of women left in New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like 28 days later to him.
I think it's exaggerated how much this would affect things. Yeah. Honestly, I think that we're doing like a fantastical approach. And obviously, I'm not saying that if half of the humanity dropped dead, it wouldn't be a big deal. But I don't know. It just seems like a bit much. But oh well, you know.
Yeah, like looking at my apartment, I wouldn't see a bunch of dead people because right now there's like nobody out there.
Right, they'd all drop dead in their apartments.
Yeah,
but I guess we don't live in New York.
So, okay, so you're saying, I guess I didn't understand that everyone with a Y chromosome died.
That's how it was in the comics. So I don't know if that'll work out, but.
Because I was wondering how his monkey survived.
Well,
lady monkey?
That's what I'm saying. So now that gives me an excuse as a lady monkey.
No. Well, shit. Sorry. Never mind. That was bad. Bad form.
All right. Well, I mean, if it's integral to the story, but still. If it's a guy monkey, then I still don't understand.
We don't understand how you work.
Yeah. Also, like, for some reason, I just assumed he was in a bank vault when this all went down. That's why he didn't get killed.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see why he's still alive. Why?
Why?
He's still alive. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. So, like, unless he has the chromosome.
I don't like to be the guy that's always like, well, in the comic, even though that seems to be my function. One major difference is in the comic, it's instantaneous. There's like one moment where everything drops dead.
Okay.
Whereas in the show here, that's almost supernatural. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know? Whereas in the show here, we're seeing a more realistic way for this to go down, which is that it takes time for it to spread. So in the comics, there's an element of why did this happen, which obviously we still have to know here too. And there's also a question of whether it's supernatural, because it was just it was very instantaneous. And also
pretty instantaneous in the show, though.
Yes, but there's things that died before that. Like, there wouldn't have been the rats and the deer and the buffalo and all that. That makes it more believable that it'd be, you know, a virus or biological agent, because it takes time to get to everybody. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're right. It is still pretty instantaneous. It doesn't go on for weeks and weeks like a pandemic or something would.
Like, Israel was on the phone, and then they weren't right before.
Exactly. If it happens in Israel and New York at the same time, that's pretty instantaneous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I guess I'm not. But what's cool about the comic is there's like four or five possible reasons that it's like one person's doing this at the exact same time it happened. One person was doing this. One person was doing this. So it's like, well, did one of those cause it, or is that a coincidence?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Sweet Tooth. Like, what, we still don't know the cause of this thing that happened and why people are getting sick. And in this one, it's like, well, we know it's men.
Right.
So there's that. Or I guess, yeah, I should say people with Y chromosome. I keep forgetting.
Yeah. Like why? Like Yorick. Like why?
Yeah. Because, you know, the whole thing with gender and all that. It's just hard to like I'm assuming that I would assume in this series more so than the comic, especially in the day and age that we live in, that would be a subject that would be brought up.
Right, exactly. And that's going to be an issue that they have to address, because they didn't address it very well in the comic, if at all. And now, you know, gender exists on a spectrum. Yeah. Are they going to just do it about chromosomes? Well, chromosomes exist on a spectrum as well.
You know what, Ryan? You're being really annoying. Why don't you just get out of here?
Yeah, that's enough of him. We're done with him for today.
Okay, see ya. All right, back to what we were talking about.
Let's carry on just the two of us.
Yeah.
Like we wanted to.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to know what I noticed that I thought was kind of strange?
Yes.
This is exclusive.
Ooh, a Dharma Lore is exclusive.
No. The show is exclusive. Why the Last Man is a Fox Hulu streaming exclusive show. But it still fades out for commercial breaks.
So they must have had a different plan for it than that.
I guess, but it's really easy to take out those commercial breaks.
Just like make it black. I can do it on my iPhone. I know you take out that one icon and put in the different icon, so instead of fading, it just cuts.
Yeah. The
on iMovie.
Because when the lady blows up the house and walks away, it fades to black and then fades in, and she's, I think, still walking around or something. But I thought that was weird.
That's like, it reads as a weird choice, because you wouldn't normally do that if you weren't cutting away to commercial.
And then if you watch a show like The Clone Wars, which had commercial breaks on Cartoon Network, they got rid of those for all subsequent streaming versions and DVD releases, like special edition stuff. So it's like,
it can't be done.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, you are an actor, a male actor.
Right.
And you get cast in the pilot episode of Why the Last Man.
Oh, boy, it's my big break.
You got to know, right? You got to know ahead of time. It's just a one-time gig.
I would hope so. Like, quit your day job. This is it. This is the one that's going to make it.
Quit your day job. So I'm assuming, like, we haven't seen the congresswoman's husband dead yet. So he'll be in the second episode for sure with a bloody face somewhere.
Yep, right.
So he made it to episode two.
He won't have a speaking part in episode two, but he can show up and be a featured extra.
Yeah.
With a makeup bump.
Did the comic book have flashbacks? Do you think we'll see flashbacks?
Yeah, the comic book did.
Okay, good.
So we need to talk about the characters, because we don't really know who everyone is. Right? We've got Yorick. He's the main. He's Y, the last man.
Yeah.
It's his sister, Hero.
Yeah, I know her from Dread. She's in the movie Dread. She played the rookie that worked with Judge Dredd, the urban one.
And their mom is a congresswoman, played Martha. By Deanne Lane.
Martha.
That's how they're going to find each other. I want to say this president's aide woman is going to be important. Because we saw more of her. She was the one that the president was shooting, and he made her shoot a weapon.
Yeah, it was funny because I was like, oh, is she contemplating just shooting him in the face right now?
Yeah, what's the tension here?
Yeah,
we don't know if it's not like the characters, but I think it might be. Go ahead.
But I think it's for us to be like, it's crossing her mind.
Uh-huh.
Like, it kind of lets us know what her character is, because it's crossing her mind. And then they kind of nail it. They nail it home, or drive it home, or whatever the saying is, where he says, "You better not shoot me, or someone so and so is going to make you Swiss cheese."
It is like a rare opportunity, I guess, to have live ammo right next to the guy. Go on.
Yeah, there was another thing that where I felt like they were trying to clear stuff up. Like, they're Diane Lane and her husband. Like, I don't know anybody's names. So her character's name is Diane Lane.
Right.
Congresswoman Lane. She's talking with her husband, and her husband says, "I talked to Marvin," or whoever. And so I'm like, oh, that must be the lawyer. Like, I'm getting it from the context, what's going on. Right. Like, it's a marriage, it's on the rocks, and he says he talked to so-and-so. But then off screen, her back to the camera, she says something like, oh, our lawyer? And I'm like, someone was like, oh, someone at the studio was like, that's not clear enough. You have to say it's the lawyer. And so they said, you don't shoot me now, otherwise you'll get, you know, it's like letting us know, like,
right,
for all the dodos out there.
Right. So they were, you were at a point where the dialogue was actually letting you infer and paint a picture. Then, but also,
it's the Captain America Falcon speech in the last episode of Captain America and Winter Soldier. Or
tell me, I don't know.
Well, how much of the show have you seen?
None.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to let you know. Throughout the show, they actually have subtle social commentary on the state of our nation.
Okay.
Totally cool. Really well done. But at the end, spoilers, there is a speech from the Falcon about everything he learned in the last 8 episodes.
Oh, like, boy.
I'm like,
just putting a pretty bow on it and spelling it out.
I'm like, I'm not one of the dummies. I'm the one of the guys that likes the show because it was subtle, and now it's not. Here, grab this hammer here, just right here on my head.
Look at that hammer. Put it right there. I hear you.
So it's stuff like, oh, you mean our lawyer? And yeah, that kind of stuff bothers me.
I hear you.
But
people need to have more faith in the audience.
Yeah, it's tough.
It is tough.
Obviously, they didn't have faith in any audience because they didn't.
They didn't ask for an audience.
No,
they weren't expecting an audience.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, go to IMDb if you can and look up this show and just like pick an episode and try to tell me which of these actors played the president by looking at their IMDb pictures.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's see. This is called Why the Last Man.
Yeah. In the comics segment. In the comics, Beth was in Australia when the ship went down.
Okay.
So a huge arc of the comic is Yorick is trying to get from New York to Australia, which is obviously a much bigger, more epic sort of idea than him trying to get from Manhattan to Staten Island or whatever.
Right. I just see a bunch of ladies.
There are a bunch of ladies, yes.
I can't see any of the. I don't.
It's hard to tell. I'll tell you whenever you want. Whenever you want to give up.
I feel like it would say President so and so.
Yeah, if you look at like the first episode cast.
Oh, I'm on like the full cast.
Yeah, that might be.
There was spoilers.
There's a lot of ladies.
There's someone credited as Bathing Amazon 3.
Oh, which implies two other Bathing Amazons. So that's that's a good deal.
Right.
Amber Tamblyn is in the show. I'll be hopeful to see some of her.
Amber Tamblyn.
Yeah, she was on that show.
Is she the one married to David Cross?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. I only know her from that.
She was on Joan of Arcadia.
Oh yeah. My God. I like...
not your show.
BJ Singh.
His name is Paul Gross. Paul Gross is the president. And if you look at this gentleman's IMDb picture, I don't know what's happening here. It must be a 30-year-old picture. Because
yeah, that's not the same dude.
But he's credited as the president, and it says he was born in 1959, which would make him like, I don't know, 62.
Right.
That's not a picture of a 62-year-old man there. That's like an older
when
picture.
When he was like in his to 25, but it looks like a modern picture.
It looks like a modern picture. He looks like a dude from now, but maybe there's a problem with IMDb, but that guy did not look like that on Why the Last Man.
Maybe he photoshopped he de-aged himself. Maybe he's de-aged in Due South.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time on Due South de-aging him.
Someone's name is Vijay Singh. Why does that name...
Sounds familiar.
But it's a character's name.
Oh, maybe it sounds familiar because it's a character from the book to
maybe.
Me. I don't know why that... It wouldn't answer why it's familiar to you.
It doesn't. Oh, well.
So, Hiro is in the... She's going to, like, a AA meeting. She had a DUI. She's trying to clear up her name. York is trying to borrow money from her, all this stuff. And then we find out that she's having an affair with her paramedic partner.
Right.
And he hits her with the classic, "I told her."
Yeah.
Did they do that? Did they do that for... did they just let it at, "I told her"? Or did they say, "I told her, I'm going to leave my wife for you since I'm having an affair with you"? They did, because later on she said, "You're the one whose wife won't F him, and you're stuck with a baby you didn't want."
Right. Right. She killed that dude like seconds before he would have died.
She killed that dude so... If she had just waited a minute, she'd be fine.
So is she like... I mean, it's cool because he didn't have to go through whatever pain happens when your mouth starts bleeding.
Sure, yeah. Maybe she did him a favor.
Right. I mean, he was kind of like bleeding out of his neck.
Yes.
I mean, which would you rather? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because it doesn't. It looks like it's kind of painful because
it did.
The president had like veins popping out in his head and his nose. Yeah, it looks like they're bleeding.
It looks like they're getting liquefied from the inside. It does not look comfy, cozy. I think the issue with her is like she didn't set out to kill this guy. It wasn't a plot and a murder.
Right.
They were having a fight and then it got physical and then she, you know, shoved him too hard or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's...
It's an accident, and she did, but I'm like, I don't know where they're going to go with this. I don't know if this is something that happens in the book.
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
No, she has the affair with the guy, but she doesn't kill him. He just dies from the thing, I think. And it's like, so now she has to deal with this moral issue that she killed this guy, even though it may have been irrelevant.
but there's no 5 minutes later, maybe, tops?
Right, yeah. But there's no... consequences. She's not going to get arrested. Right. There's no crime scene investigation for like the millionth dude to die that day. So I think that sets up a real moral issue for her that she's going to have to bear that weight without consequences.
Do cell phone towers have Y chromosomes?
I don't think so.
Okay. Why isn't anyone's phone working? Just for story reasons? It's so weird to me, like with the papers everywhere. Like, I guess that's shorthand for the viewers to know, this something bad
happened.
They're not all just asleep or whatever. I don't know. It's weird, but yeah, the cell phone's not working. I feel like they seem automated, right?
The cell phone towers should be automated, right? But is there a place somewhere on the ground that actually processes it like a power plant or something?
I don't know.
Maybe the guy's working at that fell asleep at the switch or a truck crashed into it.
He fell asleep holding on to the off on handle.
Oh no. I said fell asleep. What did he
pay? Exactly.
It's like I'm trying to lowball this show for myself so I don't get too scared.
Yeah, the dog's just sleeping.
He's just sleeping.
Jesus Christ, the dog.
That was not cool.
Speak for yourself, moron.
When I was talking about the president's aide lady, I you brought up the point about maybe she was thinking about killing him, but I also thought, is it going to be important later that she never fired a gun? And like now as she moves into the apocalyptic wasteland or whatever it's going to be, is she going to start shooting a bunch of guns? Is that going to be like, was that set up?
Well, that's what's funny is when Yorick woke up by getting Cheetos tossed at his head, there was the chaos going on outside, but then it sounded like a couple gunshots. So there's, yeah, like, what lady is down there just firing off rounds?
just trying to shoot the virus. Boom, boom.
Okay, so there was a shot of a little girl in the passenger seat of a car, and her dad was driving and had his head down on the, he was sleeping on the horn. That was John Wick, right? It looked like John Wick.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
He looked like John Wick. It was weird.
Like John, good old John Wick, which is what Neo looks like now, according to the trailer for the new Matrix movie.
I'm trying to remember. You are down with all three Matrix, right?
I'm pro Matrix.
Yeah. So everyone's on board for the new one, part four. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck you guys. Right. Everybody on this planet, except me and Ben and maybe a couple other people. Like,
cause not enough people gave proper credit to the second and the third one.
No. James, I mentioned earlier, just a couple minutes ago, my co-host he rewatched Matrix 3. He was not a fan originally. He's like, oh, you know what? It's not that bad. And I'm like, okay, good. I'm glad you came to that conclusion, but also, like, everybody, fuck you.
Right. No, like,
it makes me so mad. Everyone's all fired up on Matrix 4, and I'm like, you didn't earn Matrix 4. Right. Listen, it's not all bullet time and shit. I get it. It's not what the first or second movie were, but at its core, I think it's really good sci-fi.
The story unfolds and like doubles and gets added to. My only complaint about the trilogy is, in some sense, I'm always disappointed when a middle film ends on a cliffhanger, or it seems like not a full movie. And, and there's a part of me that thinks that each movie should be complete in itself.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
But in context, like Kill Bill, even Back to the Future.
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
But I mean, those are so long that...
you might as well watch another movie if you've already watched that.
Yeah, there's a full movie in there somewhere.
If they could figure it out. Yeah. But yeah, I have been on board for the whole time. And I just rewatched the first and second one, and I'm in the middle of rewatching the third one.
I know I'm going to rewatch it before the third one comes out, or the fourth one comes out, but it comes out Christmas. And I'm like, if I watch it now, I'm just going to end up watching it again. So I'm really, really trying to hold off as much as I can. So
that makes sense. So you can watch it over and over.
So I'm rewatching the Daniel Craig Bond movies. But during quarantine, I went through all the Bond movies twice.
Oh, wow.
So quarantine was a bit long.
You're not exactly...
I mean, for me, James Bond is a total comfort food. So, I mean, and I was at home for over a year.
Right.
You know, that's 52 weeks and there's 24 Bonds. It's like, let's do this.
It makes sense that you're going to watch. Yeah. You're going to watch one of your favorite things.
Yeah.
it's only natural. And, you know, it's not like you're going to get fed up with it.
Right.
So, I was talking about 355. That's the name of the agent. That she was working with some terrorists, building them a bomb for sale, and then she sabotaged them.
Yeah.
So apparently, whoever she's working for, they were against both sides of that transaction.
And do we fully know her mission? And then she's going reassigned. Yeah.
No.
But she seemed, we don't know her mission to begin with. Really intent on reviving the president. So I don't like. Yes. I assume she was there to kill the president. But when the president was dead and she tried to, like, I feel like I'd like to know what that is. And I have a feeling it has to do with the congresswoman. Maybe something was supposed to happen to her.
Maybe, yeah.
She wasn't agreeing with the president.
Or I think they had chatter, like they knew something was coming. And so she was there. It's funny because we first saw her blowing someone up right? But right. Now her second assignment is protection. And she was right. there as and again, like you can't shoot the virus. So her protection didn't particularly work so far.
And assuming the person that sent her on this mission is dead. So
because he's a dude.
Yeah.
She did I thought it was interesting to see her clean up the hotel room, like with the meticulous care of leaving no trace. She was like wiping everything down and cutting her hair off and all that. That was I think that was a good way of building the interest in the character to show like she must deal in some very covert circles if she has to take these measures.
Right. And the way she looked at herself in the mirror before she jumped out the window leads you to believe that it's like some sort of thing where she's like trying to keep her humanity somehow.
Right.
Like she knows what she has to do. Yeah. And she's, mm-hmm. she's like, just like, this is who I am. This has to be done or whatever. But yeah, I found that story pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see where that goes. 'Cause I don't know exactly who she was working for.
Right.
Could just be like a CIA thing. I don't know.
It could be like a government agency, or it could be like bad guys or whatever. You know, there's nothing clear from her motivation or her efforts. You know, it's very covert, so it's not. She didn't seem like a cop. You know, coming in from the cold.
Yeah, she's like a secret agent of some sort.
Yeah, exactly. Secret, way more sophisticated than the cop. Yeah.
What else? I'm trying to think.
I want to say that I felt this episode was our introduction to the characters.
Right. And I could see, clear. Like to Ryan's point of them releasing the first three and getting people kind of into it, I could see them not wanting to just post this one first and just have to wait a week to watch the next one because, yeah, this is 100%. Here's a bunch of characters. At the end, you get the event that happens. I don't know right. what they call the event. I'm sure they're going to give it a thing, right. a name. Like, what did they call it in Sweet Tooth? It was like the...
That's sick. Oh, the crumble.
The crumble. So we can call it the crumble until they tell us otherwise. But but like that happened at the end. And, you know, it was kind of a big old like catch up to this is everything you need to know moving forward. So right. I'm excited. I thought the episode was fine.
It was.
Luckily for me, I have no expectations going into it because I didn't read the book. So it'll be fun to see where my excitement level goes compared to yours.
Right.
Did you have any issues with the show because it diverged from the book?
No. The only time I would have a problem with something like that is if there's something, an element that I was waiting for that I'm going to be bummed to not see. Or if the decision doesn't make sense to me, you know?
Is there like definite moments where you're like, I can't wait to see that?
There's one moment for sure that I would almost guarantee you won't occur. it would be interesting to see, but it probably will not.
He calls someone the R word.
Oh boy, I can't wait. I also thought it seemed to set the tone. But I'm not sure if that's possible, considering the tone of this episode was people living a regular life, and you know the other episodes won't be that. But it did seem like a very good intro. I really enjoyed it. Like I wasn't sure where we were going to go, but as far as this episode went, I thought, okay, I'm excited to watch the rest of the show now and see what they do with this.
Yeah.
But you're right. It was set up. It was almost like the first episode of Sweet Tooth. That was. Set up right. too.
Mm-hmm.
That was set up Gus's childhood.
I kind of feel like that's what I liked about Lost was they hit you right at the start of this crazy situation and sort of sprinkled in a little bit of the character stuff to the point where you're like, I want to know what the characters are.
Right.
And that kind of propelled you forward. In this one, it's like, well, you need to know the characters before anything happens. So instead of doing flashbacks, it's nice to kind of have it up front and out of the way. I could see people wanting to jump to the second episode right away, just to kind of start getting into what we're dealing
with.
It's a good
hook.
Which is post-Crumble.
Yeah.
So
it's a really good hook. And I was talking to someone about it. I was saying, oh, I'm watching this show. Why? And it's like, well, what's it about? And honestly, I don't know how to recommend the show to someone without saying, like, what I'm going to tell you is going to ruin the first episode.
Right.
You know, I have to at least not ruin it. It's not ruined, but I have to at least tell you something that you would have learned in the first episode.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I can't tell you the premise of the show.
Right. It's more, you can just say it's like Sweet Tooth without fantasy elements.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard.
It's hard.
But you're still giving away that there's, you know, a Crumble.
A Crumble. what was I going to say? Oh, never mind.
I thought the performances were good. I like Diane Lane.
Definitely.
And I mean, this show from here on out is just going to be wall-to-wall hot chicks, right?
it's a sexy chicks room.
But I have seen like the trailer, and I do like, so in this episode we see the novelist, I don't know, whatever, putting on Spanx.
The president's daughter, right?
Is that yeah. The one who wrote the
Amber
book
Tamblyn.
About the boys.
Right. She's like a lifestyle influencer, yeah. It seems like.
Yeah. But she's putting on like the Spanx under her dress, mm-hmm. and stuff. And from what I've seen in the trailers, it's kind of awesome because it looks like moving forward in the series, like there's no makeup. Like they just stop wearing makeup and stuff. So I think it's hilarious. I think it's going to be really interesting to see what a world would be like without any men. And I do know, like, just from hearing people talk about the books, I do know how Yorick becomes sort of necessary to move mm-hmm. the species
yeah.
forward. And
that's right.
It's kind of funny because, like, he's just kind of a loser.
Right. He's not, he's clearly in the first episode, we see he's an escape artist, and like, that's gotta play in, you know.
Was that in the book?
Oh yeah, for sure. He's like amateur escape artist and magician.
I know that magicians have kind of been sort of a butt of jokes, like,
oh yeah.
Like a magician is a red flag for women. Like,
right.
So
yeah,
to make him a magician, I was like, oh, okay, they're making him like a less desirable person.
Right. That's just how it's been coded in the media for sure. Like yeah. magicians, it's never a classy thing when you find out someone is a magician. It's always played for laughs. Like
right.
Phil on Modern Family or, I don't know, Job on Arrested Development.
Right. Harry Anderson. No. But it is a sign. It is a sign of like, sort of like maybe you're not mature.
Right. Uh-huh.
I have no problem with magicians or magic. I think it's rad.
But, yeah, me too. That's just how it's been portrayed so much. That to the point that when we see that he's an escape artist, it's supposed to play on our perception of him. Yeah. And he can't book a gig, and he can't even keep this kid that he's teaching escape artists lessons to.
I like that scene. I thought that was pretty fun. It kind of bothered me, but I'm sure it's going to serve the story. I don't know if it was like this in the book, but the fact that his mom is Diane Lane, like I was like, oh, that's a coincidence.
It is.
The only guy alive is I'm assuming she becomes the leader of the United States.
I think that there's something like that. Yeah.
Cause the vice president's done.
There's some sort of succession. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, that's like super convenient that her son is the one who's alive.
Yep.
And then I'm hoping that we figure out why he's the last man, you know? Cause I was like, I seriously was like, is he in a bank vault? Like in Twilight Zone?
Right.
But he's just laying on his couch.
I, you know what? Is it just like, oh, thank God the Cheetos kept you safe.
Was he like born female and is trans? I don't know. I'm going to say probably not, but I feel like in a, like I, there's something where I really, really am interested to see other men, but are trans just because right. like there's such a line in the sand of all men with the Y chromosomes are dead.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that there's not men.
There could be trans men all over the place. And there's even, you know, intersex people. If it's just down to one Y chromosome, if you have two of them, are you okay? I don't know how much of that they'll address, but I have heard that they will. I have heard that they're going to address different gender and sexual issues that the comic sort of glossed over.
And then there's the fact that there's only 7 episodes.
It's
a little scary because the book, I think, made it to, they did an even 100.
I want to say it was 10 trades.
Yes.
I think there's 10 trades.
They're on the shelf over in the next room over. I should probably count them. But
looks like it made 60.
Like, I'm afraid because when we were doing Sweet Tooth, I was like, okay, there's only 8 episodes or whatever, 10 episodes. And I'm like, shit, I hope they can tell the whole story. Mm-hmm. And then the way I was talking with you, you're like, well, it could probably end at 1. And we're like, but it'd probably be best to do 2. Everyone, chatter around Sweet Tooth was all over the internet. And we got season 2 was announced like right after season 1 finished. Well, for us, I guess season 1 ended for a lot of people like on day 1.
Probably the same day, yeah.
Yeah. But for this, I'm afraid that they're not going to tell the whole story, and the way they haven't been marketing it, I'm afraid we're just going to get 1 season and not have any resolution. So it's making me really antsy.
I get that. Yeah. It's tough to want to get into something where you, if you can devote your time to it and then it's just 7 episodes and you never find out anything more.
Yeah. I guess I could just read the book.
I guess, but like you could have done that anyway. Like this is the show. Right. It would be a letdown to not be able to play the show out. It was 60 issues. A lot of that, what it boils down to is, like I said, he was in New York. He was trying to find Australia. There's a road type of stuff. So, Kung Fu or Incredible Hulk, where something happened to him this week and something happened to him this week. But if you wanted to, you could cut out a lot of that stuff and just have major story.
Yeah.
Story arc. But you can't tell it in 7 episodes, I don't think.
Right. That's tough.
The last issue of, I'm trying to find out when it was published.
Around 2008. Oh,
it ran from September. Yeah, 2008 is when it ended. Yep.
I only know that because I was working in a comic book store. I didn't read it, but I knew that was that was one of those events that everyone was talking about. Like while I worked there, and that's also when Sweet Tooth came out. Also because I remember those books coming in and the people who picked it up, things like that. So I hope there's more. Because as of right now, I'm interested. If it goes south and turns into complete dog shit, then cool. I guess I can just go read the book. I might be better off, but I'm hoping it's not good and then they pull the plug.
That would be the worst. Yeah, yes. That would be the worst combo.
I would rather it be shitty and then pull the plug instead of good and then pull the plug.
I guess the other one
is good and they don't pull the plug.
Right. The other combo would be if it's shitty and they don't pull the plug. So we have to keep watching a shitty show.
I mean, we can pull the plug.
Good point.
We'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back with Sweet Tooth. Ryan already pulled his plug.
Yeah, we booted him out.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard to come up with stuff to talk about when it's just all set up. But I think I'm excited to talk about it. We'll be here in 1 week for sure.
Yes, and the next episode is episode 2, Would the World Be Kind?
Is it about Coca-Cola?
It sounds like a quote. It almost sounds like the way they would name a Star Trek original series episode. Like, would the world be kind? Let that be your last battlefield, or on your head be it. I don't know.
So I feel like Yorick would have been discovered as a living man or have figured it out by the third week where we meet him today. Obviously, that's not the case. He still hasn't been discovered, but if and when he does get discovered, will we hear a man?
I hope so. that's funny. All
right. I think I'm good. I don't have much more to say. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fine. And I'm hoping, I'm looking forward to see, now that we have the setup, where we go moving forward.
Right. I think York and Beth and Hero are in New York, and, their mom was testifying in DC, and that's where 355 is. And I guess that's where, Amber Tamblyn and the president's aide are. So we've got characters we're following in two different cities. They're not too far away, as I understand it, but it's going to be hard to travel after.
But I'm sure you're not going to be able to use gas stations anymore because
men run those.
Yeah. The phone thing was a little bit silly to me. I couldn't figure. I'm like, I understand from a movie or from a storytelling standpoint, you don't just want him to be able to call Beth. But
It's
contrived. I feel like a plane should have crashed into like AT&T or something. But even then, go find a phone with Spectrum. Or
yeah, right. Maybe the dude's flying the satellites crashed them. Oh shit! Yeah. So that's it. I think we covered what we want. I'm looking forward to the next episode.
Yeah, we'll catch you all in a week. Until then, go to darmlars.net. Listen to our other shows. If you haven't seen Sweet Tooth, go check that out, too. We have all episodes available. So
I highly recommend it.
Yeah, go for it. Sweet Tooth's great.
Good show. Yeah.
And then, yeah, I guess until next time, why the last man no la vista?
I've got nothing better than that. That's good enough.
And then Ryan's not here. Not the... Yeah.
Why not the last man?
Why? Because we last man.
And I keep reading it in Spanish. I keep reading E the last man.
I guess since Ryan left, we can't do the stop the recording lady. So I guess we'll just leave.
Oh. Recording has stopped.
I don't remember how she says it. She says it every time. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. It scares me. I try to put it out of my mind.
That's why you don't remember.
She's like Candyman or something. Comes out of nowhere. All right, let's get out.
All right, man.
All right.
Let's do something.